Well, here we are again. And I'd like to share with you my current experiences about being in the third month of the Northern Hemisphere autumn. This is the third month since the equinox in September. And this is what we call the six girl month. The 3 months of autumn, they correspond to the three different grandmothers from the mother's side of the family. So by going through them one at a time, the first one, number two, which is mother's mother, the second month, which is number four, called mother's mother, the great grandmother on the mother's side. And in this month, it is what we call number six. And it is the largest circle because it includes the most people. The first circle has to do with me learning to feel me. It is a personal responsibility to want to grow and feel. And the avenue through that growth's attainment is by the increase intentionally of the desire to feel more. Later on, you connect that to truth, and you connect that to the next month, which is the ability to be able to change or metamorphose or a whole series of things about how to be able to use the feminine side of the heart to clean, change, filter, open your ability to receive, but not to receive everything. You're open to exchange, flow, transform. That's the second month. It's a profound month. But that involves really about relating to other people. Number six also is about relating to other people, but the magnitude of inclusiveness goes beyond your social network or your private experience with yourself, self, others, and all. So the six girl function of it has to do with the inclusiveness of all other souls. Wow. Now that means a very large diameter. And by the way, this largest diameter is pretty much what you would call the container of the soul. Like a skin contains your body, the outer dimension of that containment capacity is regulated by the skin function, which is also associated to the pineal and the skin being capable of sensing light and so on, including even infrared light, where it converts that into melatonin. So the six girl function of light. Now, the inclusiveness of the ability to experience that inclusiveness now challenges some of your belief systems about what do you actually believe about large groups of people. Down here, you really go into yourself, and then that leans over into your local community, or that leans past your family into people around you, your socially oriented network, your social dynamics most directly. Whereas the larger one goes into how do you feel about large groups of people? How do you feel about white people, black people, brown people? How do you feel about large groups of people that are going global, which also includes cultural types, whatever those may be in different parts of the world? There's different cultural experiences. Or then it gets into how do you feel about different religious types? Oh, those damn Buddhists. Or Catholics, or Protestants, or atheists, or how do you feel about large groups? And then, oh, by the way, how do you feel about the spirit world itself. How do you feel about all of those spirits who are hanging around you right now? Yes, everybody has spirit influence going on just about 100% of the time. How do you feel about spirits? Or how do you feel about the existence of a spirit world? That is really relative to how your individual skin, self, soul, interfaces with other people, be they socially available to you or beyond your boundaries of sight and sound and sense of touch. How do you feel about other spirits? Now, one of the most disabling things in this last six girl realm is when you start to engage in what is very popular right now, us versus them. Us versus them socially, politically, the Democrats, the Republicans, the conservatives, the liberals, and so on and so on. Us versus them. And then there is the us versus them about government versus person, us versus them about large organizations, us versus them about corporations, us versus them about religious phenomenon, us versus them. It's those elites that are basically controlling our money supply. It's them. Us versus them is a destroyer of the capacity to integrate number six. Us versus them. No, it's not them. It's the higher ones than them. It's other ones. It's the aliens. Now, I'm not saying all of these are not true. The reality is, yes, probably all of that is true. And it's us versus them. How do you feel about the spirits around you? Is it an us versus them? Are you afraid of them? Don't want them around? Well, sorry, they're around. Your attitude is it's either you or it's them. How do you feel about the chaos of good versus evil? Us versus them. And where you like to sit in this. So a lot of this has to do with a sincere examination of how do you feel about us versus them? What belief system do you have when you walk around, whether it's your race, your culture, your economic class, your social environment, your gated community, your entitlement as a rich person, or your entitlement to receive, or your arrogance? Wait. Us versus them. This is one of the primary components here. The challenge is when you do an us versus them, you have a tendency to start to separate your own thymus. It starts to shrink. With small children, the thymus, if I could just pull up another one for a moment, is extremely large. The thymus of a child can cover almost half the magnitude of the lungs. Very large. But as you grow, typically past the age of 12 to 16, it starts to shrivel up. Now, we have a tendency to practice us versus them. We even do it with small children when we put them into soccer or football camp or volleyball camp or something else or something else. We produce this us versus them and we cheer for the winner, but we produce a constant social environment of us versus them versus them versus them on higher and higher magnitudes. Well, now that we've gone more global than ever, how are you dealing with this us versus them? This is a level 6 degree of who are you actually going to include in your experience. Now, I would suggest that you consider a thymus that might look more like this, which is still small. This is the thymus, but it's close to the heart, not separated from the heart. When you do an us versus them, you actually separate the thymus from the pericardium function. You basically hurt your own heart by doing an us versus them. It's very hard to not do an us versus them. Those damn aliens, they're around here somewhere, I'm sure, or yeah, probably there are. And yes, probably some of them, yes, want to utilize and harvest you and so on and so on and so on. But what about all the spirits around you that want to use your unresolved emotional violence of us versus them is actually absorbed like a food in the spirit world. Spirits use that violence of us versus them to go commit violence of their right to use your fuel of anger and rage and violence against other spirits. And you're actually responsible for the damage they cause by doing an us versus them. So I'm giving you the best message I can. I know it's not easy when you look around, okay, who made the vaccine? Is it right? Is it damaging? Is it healthy? Why won't they help? Why do all the companies want to make a profit? Us versus them profit. Why do we have militaries? Us versus them. We support by our taxes, us versus them all over the world. Us versus them. This is what's examined on the third week of the third month of autumn. Why a three? A three is maybe the most significant part of the entire journey. You might eventually get up to sphere number four, five, and six in your spiritual progress, but in order to be able to go to seven through into eight, you're going to have to re-examine what your belief systems are at the three. Now, why is the three, third chakra, why is it so important? It has to do with people. It's all about social dynamics. If you do the social dynamics in a healthy way, you're progressing. If you do these social dynamics in an unhealthy way, the natural compensation is a degrading of your own condition. So your progress, sorry about this, is really dependent on how you relate to me, how you relate to someone near you, how you relate to friends, family, how you relate to countrymen, wherever you are, how you relate to other people in the world, how you relate to other races, other cultures, other economic classes, and how you relate to, oh, that damn God. If that lazy ass God would just get off his ass and change the world the way it's supposed to. No, come on. Haven't any of you ever had a moment where you wanted to have a shouting match at God? I've had several, okay, many more than several, where do what I want. So this is another form of us versus them. This is me versus the others. So then we band together in small groups and we do our group, our team against somebody else's team, the Americans versus the, you know, the Russians or somebody, us versus them. The answer is at three. Weird as it is, one side of three is about knowledge. One side of three, the pancreatic side, is about learning to understand and discover. When that discovery has to do with a desire to know the truth about, it becomes a higher form of knowledge. But when the truth is about the sincere desire to know the divine truth on the subject, it builds up a pressure by building up your desire to want to know the truth, and then it eventually transfers it to the opposite side of the three, which is where the liver is, and gives you the soul-based emotional experience of a truth. When something becomes a soul-based emotional experience, it's a circulation from feeling into matter and long-term memory. I know that's a lot, but the same thing is true for people. Can you exchange with another human being sincerity, honesty, transparency, humility, love of truth, a sincere desire to want to receive and give? Can you do a three because you have a sincere desire to do a together rather than an us against them, you against me? A sincere desire to want to do that. That's why I urge you to find somebody to like. However you find them, I think it really does matter that you just practice at some level the sincere desire to want to care, share the truth, learn how to progress in that. And this is really about how to build up the function of the heart. But let me show you some of the metaphors of the reality. Here's a metaphor of the reality. What? I'm saying that the upper skin of the earth is primarily invested in the experience of flowers. Flowers are at the top of the plant. Flowers are at the end of a branch, even in a tree. Flowers, by the way, exist in all forms of green plants, from a single-celled algae, a chlorella, all the way up to a million multi-celled forest of trees. It's all composed of the same substance. So that flower is at the tip of the branch. Now, this tip of the branch, by the way, is true for the top of the head. I know that's weird, but by now you've heard about the 1,000-petaled lotus, really 10,000-petaled lotus. You've heard about the blue flower or the golden flower. The top of the brain is composed of flowers. I know that sounds weird, but yes, it's true. Now, what each one of those flowers are is actually a specific gift available to you. I'm saying that the fragrance of flowers and the colors of flowers and the diversity of flowers, of which on Earth there's an estimated 400,000 different flowers they know of, and another probably 200,000 they haven't really discovered, but I'm saying your skin, your brain, is composed of flowers, opportunities to experience something at an expanded capacity. So what that means is the sincere desire to want to give and receive with someone leads to a gradual formation of the increasing flow of flowers. These are the flowers of creativity that are your right to create many different forms of flowers. In the higher worlds, particularly in the eighth and above, there is an eternal infinity of different kinds of flowers. So our ability to be able to create flowers is just the opposite of us versus them. So every time you start to produce some kind of shared experience with somebody else, with sincerity and purpose and intention, your social dynamics at three, it begins to grow flowers that are one day available for you to experience with your skin. The skin I'm referring to is the container of the soul. The container of the soul is the will, and the container of that soul's will, I know it's really strange, is reflected in the bones. Wow. So your interior capacity for integrity is related to your will. I know that's a stretch, but the will of the soul contains all your memory. And the primary ones that accelerates the soul's actual ability to grow the most is how well do you exchange with another soul? I'm urging you just to consider liking somebody today. And maybe two or three somebody, just privately. Don't tell them if you don't want to. Tell them, you might just call them up and say, you know, I'm going to spend the next few days liking you more. Regardless of all the things you've ever done to me, I'm going to just enjoy the appreciation of your existence and practice liking you more. That's the opposite of us versus us, or me versus you. It's about you and I desiring to create the cohesiveness that leads to flowers. I know that's filled with abstraction for many of you, but for me, this is what I really see as the reality of how you and I can produce a togetherness with a sincere desire to want to lift one another in a slightly higher degree in a celebratory way. It'd be okay with me if you, you know, put on some music and you dance and every now and then you sent me a little dance move. Or something. If you wanted to read poetry out loud, you can. And if you don't want to send it to me, then send it to somebody you care about. Sing a song, dance, read poetry, dream, laugh, play, celebrate together. This is very much the message of the third month of autumn. It's inclusive. Now, just to give you a little bit of a precursor, this month creates the next month. I know that's weird, but every month creates the next month. So the rotation of the experience of what we call number six girl month, her sun starts on the solstice. What do I mean by her sun? Well, technically speaking, number six is mother's father's mother. Her son, mother's father, is the product of what she produces. So the six girl month leads to the one boy month, and the light is increasing as of the solstice on December 21st in the Northern Hemisphere. The light is ascending. Inspiration is arriving. So I'm suggesting that the totality of the inclusiveness of examining your skin and relaxing any of the us versus them attitudes, just relax them, become aware of them, at least notice when you do them. By unifying that, we're producing a different outcome called inspiration. Inspiration comes as the living breath. That's number one. Sun is lung and breath. That starts in 2 weeks. Well, I know. That's just kind of how I'm feeling today. So enjoy as much of this as you can. Drop what you're not interested in. And thank you for being there. Bye.